It's called Let's Keep the Flames of Hope Alive. Never let the fires die. Let's keep the flames of hope alive and never let the fires die. Take the lie of the lie.
So today is August 6th, 2017. This is Alarm Podcast host Steve Fulton. Today, my entire family, all five of us, went to the Vans Warped Tour where the Alarm was playing their final show. My kids range in age from 11 to 19, and I was curious because this was their first real, honest-to-goodness punk rock show. I was very curious to see how they'd like it. So here is the story of our day going to see the Alarm on the Vans Warped Tour. No.
Remember it.
So we're having our family meal now after returning from the Vans Warped Tour. And I have all the girls here. I want to ask them, what were your impressions of the Vans Warped Tour before we went to it?
Less punk rock.
You thought it was going to be less punk rock?
And a little more family friendly, just like the last concert we went to at the OC Fair.
The OC Fair was much different. Pacific Amphitheater.
Thought it was going to be more like that.
Yeah, last week we went and saw Echo and the Bunnymen, and who else was it?
Violent
Femmes. And it was very family friendly. This was not quite so much.
I pretty much expected this exactly, except that you wouldn't. I didn't realize that. The idea was that you stood up while people were playing. That was a new idea to me.
I felt like
we should be like throwing beach balls in the air and like having a dance party, but no one was moving. Everyone was just kind of like sitting there and like gently rocking back and forth. And I'm like, this is a dance song.
Everyone was just standing there, weren't they?
Yeah.
A little like.
Yeah.
What are you, Rach?
It was for some reason I imagined it as being bigger than it was. I think just because I was used to hearing people talk about it and, like, meeting a bunch of people and stuff at the Vans Warped Tour.
It was the size of a good carnival.
Yeah, it was.
With, like, 8 stages.
Yeah.
But not a lot of people at each stage. Like, maybe a few hundred people standing in front of each stage.
Yeah.
So then we got in, and
Otherwise it was going to be as loud as it was.
It was pretty loud, wasn't it? First up, we're going to listen to Mike Peters teach one of his Hohner harmonica lessons from the Vans Warped Tour. This was a free class you could sign up for on the Vans Warped Tour website, and about 25 people were allowed into each class. We signed up very early because we didn't want to miss it. We didn't want to miss our chance to get in to see Mike Peters. Also, if you signed up for this class, you got a free Hohner harmonica, which went along with what Mike Peters is going to teach. All right, now we're getting ready to do the Mike Peters harmonica challenge. Oh, yeah. No, there's about 30 people here waiting to for Mike to show up in the sun. We're all still waiting for Mike. He's a little late. Got to keep him waiting. And I might show up.
Harmonicas?
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Right, let me get guitar plugged in. Get underway.
Alright.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Pomona for the Vans Warped Tour. My name's Mike Peters from the Alarm and the Love Hope Straight Foundation, and it would be my pleasure to guide you through magic of the harmonica today. So these harmonicas, it's got to be the loudest instrument you're going to hear today. It's be the most profound of all the instruments you'll hear. So it's quite easy to play, but you have to get it the right way up first. So if you look along the silver part of the harmonica, you'll see some numbers, 1 to 10 on the front face, just there. Got those, yeah? And if they're upwards, pointing towards your face, that's the right way, so you can read them with 1 on the left, 10 on the right. And when you look at that, it says Blues Band, courtesy of Hohner Harmonicas. In the right hand corner there, you'll see the letter A. You can see the letter A in the top right hand corner. Yeah, you got that? Well, that tells you that this particular harmonica is in the key of A. And so any song that is in the key of A, this harmonica is going to work. It's quite simple. And so to get the sound out of the A harmonica, if you you blow into the instrument to make a sound, and then you also breathe in through it, the harmonica, to make the second kind of note. So if you look around where it says number 3 and 4, which is the lower scale, like a piano is low to your left and high to your right, if you just blow into around the numbers 3 and 4, you'll get a nice low sound out of the harmonica. Sounds good, like an orchestra warming up. Sounds good. So to also get, if you breathe out of the instrument at that particular point there, around the 3 and 4, you should get a nice sound like. There we go. So breathe in and out is the way to play it. So I'm going to teach you to play the Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do scales that everybody knows. And that's the scale that you learn at school. And sometimes the harmonica is the first instrument you'll ever encounter in your life as a kid, and handed down from your grandparents or your mum and dad. So quite simple to play, and you can get a sound out of them straight away. So we're going to play the Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do scale. And we start where we've been playing, around the 3 and 4 mark. And we breathe in, and then we breathe out. And then we move up the harmonica, and we breathe in and out. And we move up again, breathe in and out. And then on the fourth one, this is the where it changes, it's the opposite. So we breathe out to in. So, and then I'll go down like that when we're breathing out. And I'll come back like this when we're breathing in. And I'll shuffle over to my right when we're moving up the harmonica. So shall we try it together, yeah? Okay, so here we go. 1, 2, 3. There you go, sounds pretty good to me. Like a little orchestra going already of harmonicas. So now we'll try, and let's try and play a bit of music together to the guitar. Let's improvise a little bit here. Always handy for lots of things, these harmonica racks. Rest in your chin. Microphone in. Okay, there we go. So if we're, because this is in the key of A, I'm going to play something here where we're all in the right key. We try to play that, yeah? So the great thing about these kind of harmonicas is that as long as you play it in the key of A, you can pretty much play anything. And that's how I stumbled on playing harmonica as a guitarist. We were going to the first ever session to record an Alarm record, the first one. And one of the songs we were recording was called Up for Murder. And we thought we definitely had to have harmonica, because we're an acoustic guitar playing band, and acoustic and harmonica is like having a hamburger with a bun. They've both got to be there to be named the real thing. So on the way to the session, I bought a harmonica and I had no idea how to play it. And luckily for us, the gods smiled on us that day and we bought exactly the right harmonica for the song we were going to play, so that whatever you breathed into the harmonica was going to work. So that's how we got lucky. And but really, you can, if you look at harmonicas, wherever it says in the top right hand corner it says A, you can have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and all the flat notes in between, as long as you're playing in the key for that particular song. So it will always work. And then the other thing about this harmonica is if you play the same riff, I can change to a minor chord, and then it'll change the key of the harmonica. So this harmonica can't change its key of A. So to make a minor from it, you have to, the chords on the guitar have to change. So you're playing more of a... That's how you change the key. Now, the great harmonica players of our time, people like John Popper of Blues Traveller, where you get Stevie Wonder, who's one of the best that has ever been, you'll see them playing, and they have a much bigger harmonica than this, and it's got a little button on the side, and that means they can treat it like a piano keyboard, and they can go anywhere with any song and play the harmonica with one harmonica for the whole band. Now, if you see the alarm playing today at 25 past 3, I think, when we're on stage, you'll see that I've probably got three or four harmonicas on the stage, and that means they suit, each harmonica goes with each song. So that's so I always have lots of them on the tour. So that's really how we do it. So the other way to do it, we're playing in A, and we've got the major key. If you want to play it as a blues, then I change chords on here to make it a blues. So it's... I'm inhaling for that note, and that's again how you get that sound. You get one note and then play with the harmonica. That's it, your time. That sounds good, right? That's how you get the blues. Snake Farm guy who came to our gig in Austin, Texas. Ray Wiley Hubbard, yeah, cool. If I'd had more time, we haven't either gone up and played with him. So should we try a song together? Okay, so if we here's the riff to play, right? It's we'll play it as a blues. And, so you go. Anything like that. Go to the chorus. sound like a good band, everybody. So that's really all you need to be playing the harmonica out there in the world, wherever you go. You can always pick it up and join a band, and there's more information in the box, the Harmonica Blues Band box, if you want to find out more. But you're pretty well equipped to start with a band. You need the right harmonica, the right song, and away you go. And you'll be playing and rocking, and in your own way. The great thing about the harmonica is we go into in no time. So anyone got any questions you'd like to ask today about the alarm, the harmonica, Love, Hope, Strength, anything we're doing here at the Man's Walk Tour? Got any questions, guys? You can see his mind going round. Yeah? When did we make... first album we recorded was in... We recorded it in 1983. Woo! And it came out in 1984. And it was called album called Declaration. That was our first proper album. 12 songs, lots of harmonica on it. And it's good as... 1983, first came to America, and we played it. Our first ever gig was in California, in San Francisco, with U2 on the war tour.
Oh, wow.
And that was our first time here in America, and it was, never looked back, loved it.
There you go.
Fantastic. So, we're playing in, we just played in San Francisco a couple of nights ago on the Band's Walk Tour. It was great, and we're back there for shows, and we're playing around here in Pasadena. Hills and San Juan Capistrano down in Orange County. So,
what was your favorite stop in the world tour? What was your favorite city?
San Diego yesterday was great. We went on after Attila. They were pretty hardcore. This happened twice. We've gone on twice after Attila, and they seem to be in the good gigs. So they kind of like. Well, their language needs a lot to be designed. A lot of effing and blinding and t-shirts having going on. that was good because we stole a lot of their crowd. They stuck around and watched us play, and it was really cool. But it's, look, for us, for a band from made a first album in 1983, being in on the Band's Warp Tour is quite a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of young kids out there who's, even their parents weren't old enough to be there around at the start of the summer. But I still say this, we are now the first generation that are hipper than our kids. And that's how we get it out there.
So then we got in, and...
It was going to be as loud as it was.
It was pretty loud, wasn't it?
Really loud.
So then we got in, and then we went to the harmonica lesson from Mike Peters. What did you think of that?
That was nice. I like the free harmonica. Really high quality.
Free harmonica was pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'm now a harmonica specialist. If anyone needs me in their harmonica band, then I'm... Yeah, me too.
So that was pretty much the Hohner harmonica class. Right afterwards, I was able to get a short interview, really a speech, from Mike Peters, telling me about his thoughts on the Vans Warped Tour.
Hey, this is Mike Peters, and I'm here on the Vans Warped Tour. It's the last night of the Vans, last afternoon of the Vans Warped Tour. We're in the California sunshine, and we're playing right behind the stage with Goldfinger on, and Watsky's just been on. We're playing today, we go on stage after Fire from the Gods, and we've seen some amazing bands on the tour. Watsky we really liked. We also loved the American Authors. Well, they were great. The Street Dogs out on the East Coast we really enjoyed. And we've had some great Vans Warped Tour artists come and hang out with us. The singer from Gwar came and watched the set. And, they're the most outrageously opposite kind of end of the spectrum band from the Alarm as you can get. But their singer, one of his first ever gigs was seeing the Alarm and the Pretenders in 84. And that's what's been amazing, hearing all these young bands coming up to us with influence. The Neck Deep, who are a really good band, they're a British band out here, one of the few British bands out here. Their drummer was in the Vinyl film as he was the young drummer in the Weapons of Happiness. And that got him started, that was his start into rock and roll. Here he is on the Band's Walk Tour, tearing up in a really great young band that got a great profile in America and Britain. So it's just seen all those connections and making, the guitarist in the Adolescents brought his copy of Declaration to have me sign it. The singer from Strung Out, California punk rock band,
he brought his albums to get them signed, and it's amazing. So, and so having the kids here with us as well has been brilliant. What's been the band's walk to like, Ev?
Terrible.
That's the way it is.
God, we'll be along, okay.
That's good.
So, but let me talk a bit about the harmonica thing. So, yeah, so I got approached by Hona Harmonicas in Nashville, Gizzy O'Toole, who runs the organisation there, asked me if I'd be up for doing a harmonica workshop across the Vans Warped Tour. Because that's the whole thing about the Vans Warped Tour, it's a big give back into the community. There's a lot of non-profits here, and it's really great to be part of the behind-the-stage elements where they're giving back to their community of fans who are coming through, and there's all the bands getting involved and passing on the knowledge, and doing the harmonica workshop was my opportunity to give back to our fans and show them how to play the harmonica and learn some of the things that have become so intrinsic with the Alarm. And so, you know, having a harmonica was, it's part of the Alarm sound, more so than ever before. I'm playing more harmonica now in the Alarm than I've ever done. So it's great to share that with the fans through the Warped Tour.
Next up are a few songs from the Alarm set on the Vans Warped Tour. I tried to capture what I thought was the quintessential ending of the show. I think you'll really enjoy it.
I heard the voice in the noise. My friends, I know you all so well. Fans Warped Tour 2017. Signing off. Be along. Thank you very much. Whoa. Sing us through, come on. Everybody everywhere, come on, let's see you.
And then we walked. We had to wait around for an hour between shows before the alarm started playing.
Oh, I liked during that hour that we waited around. We got free Slurpees.
Free Slurpees from a 7-Eleven truck. It was pretty good.
They were small, but they were yummy.
It was super hot, wasn't it?
Beat the heat.
It was hot.
Okay, and then the alarm came and played. What were your impressions?
Man, that's Mike Peters.
I've heard them play multiple times before, so it's what I was expecting, which is, like, good music, good dance songs, that was playing with the background music of, like, punk rock songs.
Yeah.
We in the background.
This felt like Alarm 2.0. This was like all of the energy on that stage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
People were dancing around on the stage, and there was, like, different microphones. And
oh,
I was like,
yeah.
This is the most energy I've ever seen.
Really?
It's also one of the
things well, you usually go to just the acoustic shows, right?
So I was just like, I'm used to the chair.
The chair.
And I wasn't expecting, like, oh, this is like a, it's like a
band?
Run around with a band with a,
Yeah, I think I could safely say it was the most concise Mike Peters show I've ever
seen. Yeah. You're just like 3 hours long.
Yeah. Well, because he didn't really tell stories. He didn't really have time to tell stories.
So, your,
I like the stories.
Yeah. Your overall impressions of the Vans Warped Tour, would you want to go again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah?
It was good.
Would you go to a different festival, not the Warped Tour, like something else?
I like book festivals.
Book festival, I know.
I love Y'all Wash.
Y'all
Wash. But, I don't think I would go necessarily to the LA Fairgrounds one, but maybe if there was somewhere else. I like the Mike Peters part of it, but everything else was just kind of overwhelming.
It was
and
overwhelming.
Shady.
Yeah, yeah. It needed more shade.
It was
a little
actually, it wasn't
more
shady.
Shady
at
shady?
All.
Well, it was shady for Dip Noise. I want to talk about today the selection of songs that we heard.
Uh-huh.
I feel like this was a great selection of music that was chosen.
This is the alarm one?
Yeah.
Really?
I felt like it was a good I felt like it was a nice variety. In the beginning, there was like that nice like mashup.
Oh, good mashup.
That led into 68 Guns. That was pretty sweet.
That was sweet mashup.
Yeah.
It was like a medley mashup.
I liked the...
And everything like blended. I'm trying to remember which song is this. And then I'm like, it's not one song. It's a bunch of songs.
I know.
And it sort of made up for the short amount of time that he was on the stage. Because you're like, oh, you got to like hear all this different stuff.
Yeah, he played like 10 songs.
Amount of time. Yeah, he played like 10 different songs in that short period of time. Because he had that mashup in the beginning.
It was...
I think it really, like, drove people to the stage when they heard that in the beginning, when they're, like, listening to all this different stuff and then people sort of come in.
Yeah, because it's hard. Like, when you're there, you don't realize that there's seven bands playing at the same time. Or seven, either, so there's don't know how many stages, but I look at it. There's tons of either seven or more stages. Half of them are occupied at the same time, right?
Yeah.
And so, trying just to get a crowd over...
It's really hard.
And then...
Sorry.
Imagine trying to get a crowd over if you're not necessarily a contemporary band. Like most of those bands are pretty hardcore, right?
Punk rock.
So trying to pull the kids over from, like, a punk rock band to come see someone who... You know, I mean, Mike was playing acoustic guitar most of the time.
Mike's music was beautiful, but everything else had a lot of curse words in it.
Well, this is true. So what did you guys think about...
So,
I think everyone used very passionate language.
They're very passionate.
But always the same passionate.
We only used one specific word over and over. You can just guess what this word was.
And
it was an extremely passionate term.
It was just like, they were very concerned about what, like, the liquids that you took into the park, but, like...
Oh, you mean the security?
Yeah, they, no, just the liquids. They, like, made me dump out all of the water that I had, carrying into the park. And, I mean, there was nothing in it. I'm not a shady character.
They did a very poor job of looking through my backpack.
It was very thorough.
Very thorough with mine. But then, like, they're like...
Because I'm more suspect than you.
They didn't check anything else besides the water, really. She had me took out...
Who would be the most mom?
Yeah, they're the most suspect of...
The middle-aged white woman... coming with her children to the concert.
Mom, you're a shady character.
Always. They just are disappointed that I've finally been figured out.
I was excited.
But
also,
everything else, there was just like, it was disgusting. There's like cigarettes on the ground and trash everywhere. And like, it smelled terrible.
But listen. This is the price you have to pay for the quality tunes.
Uh-huh.
Man!
This is when my Peter says that we're cooler than our kids. That's why they have to check them out.
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing. The environment itself was... They knew they were like going through the dictionary. They were trying to figure out what word they were supposed to be representing. They passed family. They're like, we gotta look for it. And they just slid right by. They're like, oh, I found a better one right here.
There is a single word that the man. If you describe the man's work to in one word,
they like got the right letter, but then they just kept going.
You know, one interesting thing was on the stage, the same stage that Mike Peters was playing, the band before, the main singer was also wearing a camo jacket.
But was he?
So what was with that?
So I think there was
a
theme
stealing
going on.
There's a
brand.
Camo jacket theme going on?
Just on the hard rock.
But wait, Mike.
Plug. You should watch the new documentary, Man in the Camo Jacket.
But Mike changed, like, his outfit before he went on stage.
Of course he did. He got stage clothes.
Yeah. That's what you do when you're a cool dude.
Hey.
Okay. When you're there rocking out, you can't wear those same clothes you were wearing 10 minutes before.
So you guys liked it?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, good. I thought another interesting part was all of the booths. I didn't realize that people were so passionate about their band merch.
Well, because all those bands are competing against one another for eyeballs, and so you go and you play, and then people run over and sign stuff. It really was. I mean, it's a lot like a comic book convention, or like you said, the book convention that we go to.
Yeah.
But the thing
the
is,
Y'all
the
West young adult fiction, it's kind of the same thing.
The difference between, like, Y'all West or, like, that music convention, the noise level plus book people people that are going to those conventions tend to be a little nicer.
I don't know. I thought the people at the van, I didn't find anyone to be mean at the van's work
for. They're just very like, it was just louder. It's a louder event, because if you're going to somewhere that's for music, people get very hyped. The hype is important to some people. We can't control the hype. The hype is inside of people.
You're trying to take
the man out of the passion, but we can't take the passion out of the man.
So listen, you know what's funny is that you guys talk about cigarettes, but when Mom and I, if this was a festival show...
Well, there was more than cigarettes.
Way more. Same thing. That was just the
fine.
Small but example.
From 30 years ago, that's all. It would just be a cloud. You'd just be in a cloud. You wouldn't even know what was happening. You would come home and you would smell like everything. Beer and sweat and cigarettes and marijuana. It wouldn't matter. It was all a combo.
This is my favorite shirt.
You'd have to like...
I know, right?
Wash it a few times.
They were selling Vans at the Vans.
Were they selling?
Yeah,
they were selling Vans and Vans merchandise.
I was happy because they gave me free Maltesers, and Maltesers are definitely my favorite candy.
We got a free Maltesers a beach ball.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who doesn't like beach balls? I love beach balls.
That was cool.
Everyone should like beach balls.
Currently I'm making a tin foil paper crane.
All right. So all in all, one word to describe the Vans Warped Tour.
Indescribable.
Like, what indescribable. do you want me to describe?
Anything.
The music?
Anything.
Okay, so...
One word.
Oh, no.
All you get.
I'd say the music, one word.
Yes.
It's like...
You can say it, I'll bleep it out.
Okay.
Say it, say it.
No, you can't say it. That's a rude word. This is a family-friendly show. Also, you're too small for this.
Okay.
Don't feed into the peer pressure.
The F-bomb.
What about you, Rachel?
It was fun.
Fun! What about you, Dawn?
Hot.
Hot.
Yeah.
Daphne? Oh, indescribable. And my one word would be worthwhile.
So if you're looking for a freaking fun, indescribable, hot, worthwhile time, there's nowhere
to
go. You
need to go to the Vans Warped Tour, and if the alarm is playing on it, then all the better.
Yeah.
All right.
The Vans Warped Tour is great. But I think that what made it most worthwhile was the alarm being there. And if the alarm wasn't there, I would not return to the Vans Warped Tour again. But I liked the fact that the alarm was there and playing, and I liked the harmonicalist.
The Warped Tour in Pomona was a great day. Yes, it was super hot. And yes, the Hot Topic crowd was out in force. But there were also a lot of legitimate indie kids, and almost everyone to the person was pleasant and respectful. However, the operative word on the Warped Tour is f**k. F**k is hot. F**k is as loud. F**k, this band is awesome. F**k on t-shirts. F**k in the band banter. F**k in every word of every song. F**k. Honestly, sorry kids, the word has lost its meaning. It would have been more shocking if someone just said jeepers or criminy from the stage. With only 30 minutes to prove their point, the alarm worked very hard to fit their set into the acceptable box provided by the Warped Tour. They played mostly punkified acoustic versions of songs like Marching On, Where You Hiding, The Stand, 68 Guns, 45 RPM, My Town, Super Channel, Fight Back, and even found space to add their new song, Two Rivers. The small but tight crowd they attracted was appreciative and supportive. I'm happy to say, f*** yes, the alarm were great.